Live around the globe, it's time for Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries on the SSI Radio Network.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
To participate in the program, call us at 800-387-8025. That's 1-800-387-8025. Or check in anytime online at RudyMaxa.com or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at RM World Travel. And now, welcome to America's number one travel radio show, Rudy Maxa's World with the Carries.
Welcome aboard Hour 2. You are listening to America's most widely syndicated radio travel show. Robert, Mary, and I are glad to have you in the house with us today. It's the third weekend of December as we broadcast live on Saturday morning, just after 11 a.m. Eastern Time, about 5 p.m. in Austria, where Robert and Mary are today. Not just are in Austria, they're aboard the Ama Viola, which is a modern river cruise ship in the Ama Waterways family. I cannot believe you guys are actually moving down the waterway and broadcasting via Wi-Fi.
We are.
And Mary, that's amazing.
You know, Rudy, last hour we could see. It's dark here now, so we can't see a lot, but we are moving on the river.
Cruising along smoothly.
I just find that amazing. Yep. Are you in Austria right now, headed to where?
Oh, we're headed to Krems.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then on to Passau. We'll do a bit of the Czech Republic. We're going to
do a side tour, a couple hours at the Czech Republic. Right. All right. Well, hopefully this broadcast today will inspire more of our listeners to experience a river cruise. It's really a lovely way to immerse in these cities.
Absolutely.
And come back and have a nice home base on the river. It's beautiful. And you've got all your necessities in one place. And every time you turn around, you've got a better view, I feel like.
And they're feeding you.
Of course. They're feeding us quite well.
That's right. You know, folks, you hear us mention on the show how much we enjoy hearing from you on social media and via email. We do enjoy it. We read everything, and we do try to respond to everything. Well, another thing that we do enjoy is the opportunity to meet you when we're traveling. And, you know, it's just a reminder of how many stations that we're on and actually the reach of this show and, you know, how many of you truly we are reaching each week. And you're a part of, you know, as Rudy just said, you know, the country's most widely syndicated travel radio show in the country. So the other day we were visiting the Covered Market in Budapest. I was talking with someone about our show, and I heard, I heard a voice. Are you Rudy? I do get that a lot, folks. I do. I mean, you know, I said, no, I'm Robert. And this very nice woman, she said, well, where's Mary? And when I introduced Jerry and Mary, it was really a priceless moment. So Jerry listens to us on FM 92.1 and AM 550 WSVA in Harrisonburg, Virginia. And we asked her just to pop in and say hello to all of you today.
Hi, Jerry. It's so great to have you here. Thanks for being a loyal listener.
Thank you.
We had to come all the way to Austria to meet you.
Yeah, I know. I want to say hi to Frank, Jennifer, Jim, and Carl in Harrisonburg at WSVA, and any friends who might be listening in Bridgewater, Virginia.
Wow, so
you
got it. This is like your
shout out.
This is like we didn't even give you the award yet. So, Rudy,
right,
you want to say hi to Jim?
Hi.
Rudy, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. That, amazing. That's amazing. That's nice to have a listener on.
So, Jerry, we know this is your first river cruise, and what are your thoughts so far on this cruise?
It's absolutely spectacular. I could have never imagined how wonderful a river cruise was. My friends have told me they've been on several and kept saying, why don't you come, why don't you come? So Budapest is what interested me because I'd been to Budapest in 1970, so I said this time.
Yeah.
And believe me, I've started at the top. I hope this is the first of more to come because it's absolutely a spectacular experience. And the Ama Viola is a beautiful ship. The service is impeccable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's exceeded expectations.
It certainly has. It's more than I ever could have imagined.
So I have to say, Rudy, I know you can hear us in Los Angeles as we literally cruise, and I don't know what we're passing here, Jerry, but I see a lot of lights off in the distance on the river. So I happened to ask Rudy, I asked Jerry how long she's been listening to us, and she said, you know, well, I moved to my new house about 4 years ago, but WSVA runs us on Sundays from 1 to 3 Eastern time, I believe. That's what you had mentioned. But she said, well, wait a second. Well, and then she figured it out by where she lived and this and that, that pretty much every week we can count on you to be there listening to the Travel Trio.
I am there. Yeah. I enjoy listening, and it's a spectacular way for other people to learn about travel, and I must say, get out there and do it yourself, well, because there's no other way to go.
Jerry, listen, very nice. It was nice meeting you the other day. We had to have you come on, so thank you. Merry Christmas.
Thank you, and bye, Rudy.
I dated a woman in Virginia Beach, so I love Virginians.
Oh, okay. Well, come to the Shenandoah Valley sometime.
I've been there many times. I lived in D.C. for 40 years and vacationed in the Shenandoah Valley with a different girlfriend, actually.
All right, well, Rudy, that's a different show. We're not going to go there right now. Okay, so I'm going to jump in and just say, Mary.
I'm
going
to do the rundown now that people know what's coming up next. Jerry, thanks again for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It was great. All right, coming up in just a few minutes during segment two, AMA Waterways Cruise Director Peter Whitehead and Executive Chef Primus Perchtold will join us live to share some of the things you can do on river cruises, and the chef will talk to us about the truly delicious local foods and wines that they offer. Then it's Nancy Rivard. You may recall Robert and I spoke with her a few months ago. She's the founder of Airline Ambassadors, an organization that does some really great humanitarian work. And she's joining Rudy today to update us on efforts the travel industry is making to spot human trafficking. Segment four will bring Celie Donner with advice on how to buy tickets to the upcoming Winter Olympics in South Korea. And then Robert and I will wrap today's show by taking you back to Budapest in Hungary, where we were earlier this week, and give you an opportunity to experience the Christmas markets there. But before we hit the break, let's see if we can have maybe a couple minutes here for a few quick travel items, news items. Rudy, you want to start us off?
Yes, I'd be happy to start us off. Well, the low cost, that low cost.
Yeah, exactly. Wait a second.
Yep.
What happened?
Go ahead, Rudy.
That low-cost transatlantic carrier called Norwegian Air Shuttle just keeps adding new routes between the U.S. and Europe. Next summer, Norwegian will link JFK and LAX, that's Los Angeles, with Amsterdam, Madrid, and Milan. This year, that airline added 25 new routes spanning the Atlantic. Next year, 11 more are planned. That's a really robust schedule for a low-cost carrier whose name not a lot of people
know. But they offer a really good product.
Yeah.
Rudy,
yeah,
I mean, we flew that when we took the show to Barcelona, and I would say, folks, they offer a good product, a competitive product, and to check that out. So interesting. They're really expanding. Wow.
Yeah,
and they fly a lot of the 787s, which, yeah, very. I got a really quick story. This week, I happened to see while we're over here, Cranes, I get it online, that they have Ad Age, and they released their list of the world's largest advertisers for 2018. And what really surprised me, I'm not going to go through this, but what really surprised me was only one of them was from the travel and hospitality industry. And by the way, it ranked number 18. And I'll just tell you what it was. It was the Priceline Group. So that surprised me. Of all the different advertising you see that's out there, top 25 in the world, which, by the way, translates into something like $270 billion, Priceline makes the top 25. Surprised me.
All right. Well, real quickly, Ryanair looks like they may have avoided an impending pilot strike by agreeing to recognize pilot unions for the first time in their 32-year history. Within the industry, of course, the early word there is that this is a welcome change for Ryanair, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Interesting. A lot of people, we don't want to have them missing their flights for
Christmas
holidays.
No, not during the Christmas holiday season.
All right. Well, listen, folks, we are coming to you live today from the Danube River as we cruise with AMA Waterways on the AMA Viola. Love technology. We've got Rudy in Los Angeles, so stay with us. Quick reminder to connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at RM World Travel. And if you ever thought about taking a river cruise, well, we're going to get into what to expect next. Show returns in 3 minutes.
Connect with America's number one travel radio show by calling 800-387-8025 or check in anytime at rudymaxa.com. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.